All right. Good morning.
Good morning. So I seem to have wrecked my train, and all the cars are jumbled in just a mess of twisted metal on the side of the track, and I don't know how to put it back together. So I'm hoping within an hour that you can get it back together for me, because I really believe that I was on the right track, and I really believe that I was doing and accomplishing, and my train just wrecked right off the track, and now George is gone again, but I couldn't even seem to create that lasting a month with the same excuse of children, and I just don't know what to do, except be extremely pissed off at him.
What occurred?
The same thing with the text again, that he wanted to break up because he wanted to have kids. And I knew something was going on, and I asked him face to face, and each time he said everything was fine, it was his money situation, and he had no money, and, you know, one night we were having dinner, I made dinner, and we just sat down to dinner, and he looks at me and he says, "I'm broke." He says, I can't go to the grocery store until Monday. This was Saturday night, and I'm like, I didn't say anything. He says, "That's how broke I am." Okay. And then another Friday night, the Friday night before we broke up, he comes by the office and he says, "I'm really broke again," and that he just put his check in and he has hundreds of dollars in bounced check fees, and he pulls up his account and he's like, "That's how broke I am." And I'm like, okay. And, you know, I wasn't going to get caught up in it this time like I did with Sean, so I acknowledged that. You know, I tried to give him some ideas that the bank could help him with the fees and things, but he kept going to, I'm broke," and then he breaks up with me because he wants kids. And, you know, it's like, I really believe that I was creating signs that we were going to be together for a little while, more than a few weeks again. And I'm just disappointed in myself.
And what is your assessment of the situation?
I don't know. I'm just so confused. I don't know.
And what were you feeling when these incidents occurred?
Well, in a way, I was proud of myself that it wasn't getting caught up in whether he had money or not.
Which is to be acknowledged.
I thought so too. Now I have this feeling that I want him to just hate me as much as I hate him. And I'm wondering if part of that is me participating in his play. I mean, part of it's got to be him creating his reality.
Correct.
So what is that? Maybe if I understand what that is, I'll understand it better, but...
First of all, in association with a relationship, What do you want in a relationship? Not necessarily with this particular individual or any particular individual, but as an intimate relationship.
I want a lot of what I had with him. I want to talk to them during the day, text during the day, have them want to come over and spend time with me even if we're not just doing anything. I was satisfied with what we were doing in that moment.
And do you incorporate an association with how the individual expresses themselves? Whether they are being responsible for themselves, or whether they are self-sufficient.
I thought I was doing good at not getting caught up in that.
Yes, and I am acknowledging of you.
I was focusing more on the time that we were spending together. And I liked that feeling. I liked what I was creating there. And I just don't understand why I couldn't create a little longer. And for somebody that had the potential to be a true love, I blew up in a hurry. Again. For the same reason. In the same way.
Perhaps it is more a matter of timing. You have been offering yourself considerable information recently. You have been genuinely paying attention to you. You have been allowing yourself to move in different expressions than are typical for your patterns, which is to be tremendously acknowledged. And in this, you have allowed yourself considerable experimentation. You have been piece by piece dismantling a shrine, a significant shrine. And dismantling a shrine is not an action that occurs immediately. It occurs in stages. And you have been quite successful in doing so. Not that it is entirely dismantled, but you have generated a significant dent in it. And there are many pieces with shrines. I would express to you, rather than expressing the perception that you have derailed or that you have failed, or you have destroyed, you have accomplished considerably. You have paid attention to you. You have allowed yourself to genuinely not move in directions of caretaking that, for the most part, when you do that, you become resentful. Therefore, you have avoided that. You have allowed yourself the comfort and the peace in being present and appreciating experiences in the moment without projecting, without moving into the outcome of the forever relationship. You have allowed yourself to remain present, and that is a significant accomplishment also. In this, I am acknowledging of you, and timing may be a significant factor in this. Whether it be reconnecting with this individual, or whether it be moving into a different relationship with another individual that you resonate with also, what is significant in this is for you to genuinely acknowledge yourself that you have accomplished. I'm understanding that it is difficult and distressing and disappointing that this event has occurred. But the other individual is creating also.
What?
He is creating his own issues and his own fears, his own confusions, his own uncertainties, and in that, yes, I am acknowledging that you do create all of your reality, and you do draw individuals to you for a reason, and in this, this individual in your experiences has been very valuable and has offered you the opportunity to genuinely be dismantling this relationship shrine and the factors in association with male individuals, and you have been successful and greatly accomplishing. Therefore, it has been very purposeful and definitely not a failure. I'm also understanding the feelings, and that creates a difficulty. And I would express to you not to encourage a hope, for a hope is an anticipation of future. But an acknowledgement in recognition of timing. In this timing, it was important for you to begin to establish you and to generate your own strength, that you would not be blown in the wind by other individuals, that you would hold firm in yourself and in your direction. And once that is established strongly enough, the timing may be to allow yourself to generate more of a lasting relationship. But the point in this timing has been to interrupt very familiar patterns, which you have done.
The last massage I had, she was, maybe it was 2 ago, she was touching up around my shoulders and I couldn't stop sneezing. Was that about communication?
Yes.
Allowing more communication?
Yes, and being open to differences in communications.
So, was part of this him being intermediate? Because I really believed that I was doing well in understanding his communication.
To the capacity that you can at this point, I would agree. But I would also express that he does not understand many of his own communications.
Did he care for me?
Yes. But as I expressed, he also interprets his own issues and his own confusions. And in this, it is not that he did not interpret affection for you, or in your terms, caring for you, but that he also interprets his own confusions. And is not entirely familiar yet with what he wants.
Well, I don't know what to do from here because I don't relish the idea of waiting 2 more years for somebody to find somebody that I have that chemistry with. I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing.
And you were. And it is not a matter of projecting, of waiting. It is a matter of acknowledging what you have accomplished and not expressing the perception of waiting.
But expressing the perception of what?
That you are accomplishing and that you are attracting now.
Which I don't quite get either because I don't feel like I'm in the mood of attracting anybody. I feel that, but I feel that it's going against what I'm projecting.
When I express to you that you are attracting now, it may not necessarily be an individual. It may be more general. That you are attracting elements and manifestations that you want, that you have been moving in the direction of, and that you have been accomplishing.
I feel like there's a stronger undercurrent of a knowing that I don't see it yet, but I am doing something. Which I don't really understand where that comes from either, because I feel like
this would be a strong factor of this wave. It is the experiencing of genuine unknown and unfamiliar. And yes, it seems to be a paradox. In actuality, it is not. It seems to be a paradox for you incorporate knowing, which does offer you some sense of comfort or some sense of trust, but simultaneously you are confused and you do not know what you know. And in that, the reason that is occurring is that you are assimilating. And what you are assimilating is new, unknown. And in that, there is no reference point yet. You are creating a new reference point.
I don't feel like I had this feeling so much before this relationship, though.
But this relationship has spurred you to accomplish in many manners and in many directions. Therefore, you have moved into a position of experiencing new and unknown. And you will assimilate, and you will generate the ability to translate that through thought eventually. And it will not incorporate a lengthy time framework, but presently you are engaging in a new process. And therefore, it may require a brief time framework for you to assimilate new information and translate that to generate the understanding of what the knowing is.
I keep getting this picture of me riding up to his property on a horse in not medieval, but some type of other time frame. And I get off the horse and I open my mouth and I just scorch everything he has. Is that from another focus? Or?
Yes. And the reason that you are drawing that to yourself is that it correlates strongly with what you are feeling now.
Did I accomplish in being that message to him?
How so?
Every time something like this happens, I feel like I'm the only one that's experiencing the pain. I just feel like I'm the only one that is affected by it.
But you are not. I'm understanding that you feel this. You are feeling intensely, but you are not alone.
So he feels it just as intensely.
In different manners, yes.
There was a session that just came out where you said that people are starting to realize how they create, and they're creating very different perceptions of their reality. What do you exactly mean by that?
Look to your own experiences. I would express that your perception is very different now than it was when we began engaging conversations. You are paying attention to different elements in your experiences. And in that, your perception has changed. You are more aware that you are creating your reality. You do offer yourself more evidence of that, that you are generating intentionally. Perhaps not continuously, but you do offer yourself enough recognition of that to realize that you are actually actively manipulating.
And that's why I don't understand this so much, because I was getting signs that we were coming closer together. I started passing him going to work in the morning, which gave me that belief that we were connecting more. And I caught more signs of that he was thinking about me more. But I guess it was signs of it. He was thinking about me more, but somehow that broke us apart. So I came home one night and Sassy ran out and I couldn't get her back. She was terrified. So is that connected with that the closer he felt to me, the more scared he got, and the more he was thinking about it, and decided to end it?
In manner of speaking. Fear.
But I don't feel that it was fear on my part. I felt that she was showing me what was going on his part.
Yes.
So I was...
But also remember, with other individuals, you are not always generating a mirror. You are reflecting, but in that reflection, many times it is to offer you the opportunity to evaluate what you will do or how you will respond. Not necessarily that you are expressing in that manner, but how will you respond or will you react?
Well, I thought I behaved in a very creative way to make sure that I got her back and not to scare her more. Well, I didn't want. I pushed him away somehow.
It's not that you pushed him away.
Well, that's good. Because I have done that before.
I'm aware. And this is the point. You have been interrupting familiar patterns, and that has been very purposeful in this relationship. And it is not a matter that you pushed it away.
So it's very good. Why didn't he take the opportunities when I called him on it The one thing that I thought we had going for us is that he knew he could tell me anything, even if I didn't want to hear it. And he still wouldn't come out with it when I called him on it. He just kept going back to how broke he was. Is that what it was about? Was
a defense.
That he just didn't think he had enough money to have a relationship? In one of the sessions I read about an intermediate, the guy, I think it was Brian, said that he had relationships with women that owned houses, and he felt that since he didn't own a house, that he was somehow inferior, that he couldn't live up to the relationship.
These are very strong mass beliefs.
Is that what was going on with him?
Partially. There are very strong social beliefs in relation to the roles of relationships. And many male individuals incorporate these beliefs quite strongly. What they deem is their role, what they should be expressing.
Well, then why did he brag about it so much, how broke he was? It seemed to contradict that.
That is quite understandable, for that is his expression of, in a manner of speaking, announcing
that he wasn't good enough for him.
That is incapable of fulfilling the role that he views or perceives he should be.
But I didn't feed into that.
Correct. Which was significant.
What was the baby hawk in the tree when I was coming back from McDonald's that morning?
And your assessment?
Well, I thought it was a good sign, but, you know, being the baby, it seems like it's that I'm still at the beginning of learning, and to be gentle with that. But it sucks. Every time, I mean, this time I really thought, I got it. And then with him doing that again so quickly, it's like, then I feel like I don't have it at all.
But you do. Do not discount all of your accomplishments in relation to the other individual's choices. That does not discount all that you have accomplished.
And with work, I get this feeling when people come in, I don't even want to deal with them. Which doesn't help my financial situation. I just get this feeling I want to create something different, but I don't know what it is yet.
And what of your other venture? Have you chosen not to pursue that?
Well, it appears so. I don't know, it just seems like there's no motivation there either.
I would suggest that you allow yourself to incorporate a time framework. To not push yourself. To be to to feel, to comfort yourself, and to be gentle with yourself.
Which is what Sassy's doing by bringing all of her stuffed toys into bed.
Yes. In this, remind yourself to acknowledge yourself, for you are accomplishing, and you have accomplished. But do not overwhelm yourself with what you should or should not do.
In the session with Jen that I just read, you said that it was, part of it was her still not believing that she creates all of her reality. Is that what I'm dealing with too?
Not to the extent, no. I would acknowledge you that you are paying attention, and you are moving in the direction of recognizing that you do create your reality. What you are partially doing is moving that concept into blaming yourself for what occurs in your reality rather than acknowledging yourself. But it is not that you are not believing that you create your reality. You do so to the point that you turn that at times upon yourself and blame yourself with it.
Have I moved more into knowing that I create money?
You are moving closer.
I guess I get stuck because, am I just not appreciating what I have enough?
No. But you do vacillate with outcomes.
If the outcome means that I'm going backwards, instead of that the outcome is another step in getting me to where I want to go.
Yes.
But I'm doing better with that, too.
Yes, I would agree. And I would express that your train did not derail. It has merely generated a scheduled stop. Hmm.
I had a dream the other night that I took somebody's hand, and when I pulled my hand away, I had all of these mashed Brussels sprouts in my hand, which very much upset me that I had these and that these were put in my hand. And I had a feeling that it had some connection with the relationship, that just the disbelief that of what happened.
Yes, and also somewhat of an association that another individual, in a manner of speaking, thrusts an experience upon you that is distasteful or that you do not like.
But he couldn't do that.
Correct. But
it appears that way.
It appears in that manner. And also, you recognize that you participate in that and that you accept it. Therefore, it can appear that the other individual is thrusting an experience upon you, although you are aware that that is not entirely what has occurred. But once again, in this, is it is important to not be viewing outcomes and blaming or discounting yourself, and not moving into the automatic back and forth with outcomes.
The automatic, I did this on purpose, I didn't do this on purpose.
Or, I did this before, this is the same, I'm doing it again, and therefore discounting yourself and blaming yourself rather than acknowledging all of the accomplishments that you have generated in this time framework in which you have been interactive with this individual has been very instrumental.
I had a feeling at one point that he thought that I understood him more than any other relationship he had.
I would agree. But that is also exposing.
Mm-hmm.
And he incorporates considerable confusion with himself regardless. And exposing can be comfortable, but also frightening.
I was thinking this morning of where my essence name comes from, Yuliva, and that it's, I was trying to tune into the more preferred dimension, because obviously that name's not from here. And I kind of got this dialogue going to where it would be more of a magical dimension where magic was more prevalent, and that I guess me talking to me was saying that this dimension can be just as magical if you play with it more and believe that. So it's just the blueprint that we buy into that it's not, but it can be.
Yes.
So I was thinking that dimension would also have more obvious communication with animals.
Yes.
I'm going to go back there. I could see. So basically, it's if you pay attention to where you are now, it gives you hints of where your more preferred dimension would be.
Yes.
So with market work, it seems like we've come to more of an understanding of each other. But I can also tell things that I create, like Greg acting up yesterday about the screws and whatever, that was reflecting of my feelings with men right now and relationships. He was kind of reflecting that childish behavior that I think that George had and that I was buying into too, and being upset.
I would agree.
And Mark, with him sitting up there watching the TV constantly and wondering why he keeps creating all of these encounters with attorneys and the battle with his wife and everything. That's kind of a reflection of his dissatisfaction with the world, like him against the world. So, you know, I guess after all this time, you know, I want to create a certain amount of finances, and I still feel like I'm hanging on by a thread, but somehow still moving closer to what I want. So I guess, you know, what's the next step in that? I just don't understand why it's so easy for some people to just create gobs of money no matter what's going on. And I seem to have this ongoing, lifelong struggle with it.
Which we have discussed many times.
I'm just hoping to put it a different way where I actually get it.
One of the largest factors with your struggle with money is that you associate that with other individuals and acquiring it and earning it. Therefore, you equate money with work. You must work to acquire money, and in that work, you must earn it. Which is a considerable mass belief also. But in this, it is a matter of allowing yourself to move into a new perception in which money is a natural byproduct of what you genuinely enjoy doing rather than work. That, for the most part, you have yet to discover.
If it ain't selling cars, it ain't being interactive with a lot of people on a long-term basis, I can tell you what it ain't. So how do I move closer to discovering that?
By allowing yourself to explore what is fun. What you enjoy doing to a point in which you do not equate effort with it.
Well, I would say hiking, but I couldn't. I guess I just felt so weighted down the last few days. I just want to go home and go back to sleep, because I think that's where feel most comfortable when I'm trying to figure things out.
Do not push yourself.
Well, I think by sleeping, it's my way of not pushing myself.
I'm understanding.
Which I used to think that that was bad, but now I accept that as part of my process, that I like to move things through things not here, but somewhere else.
Which is very effective and efficient.
Did Mary catch, I was talking to Mary about the dream I had after PE session where I met with her and I was giving her the list of things that I had written down. Did she catch that?
In the moment, yes. In the moment, Michael associated that with your list that was from myself.
Hmm. So that's cool. So, Petey managed to create his hands swelling up when he was thinking about going to the dinner the other night and took some medicine, and which turned him into what he considered almost a medical emergency. I thought he really enjoyed himself Friday, and I thought he felt welcomed and comfortable. I was wondering why he created that so as not to go on Saturday.
A combination of a self-defense and what he could accept as a reasonable excuse to not overwhelm himself.
With people or just the whole event?
He is an individual that is more comfortable expressing one-to-one. Or with small groups of individuals. He incorporates a discounting of himself in relation to communicating. He's not entirely confident yet.
Mm-hmm.
In his ability to communicate with other individuals and can easily be overwhelmed in certain situations, for he pressures himself to be interactive, but he does not express the confidence in his own abilities to be interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I would express that he does appreciate or want to interact with other individuals that are privy to this information. But in group situations, that is somewhat overwhelming.
You said in one session, you said that you can't read minds, but I had asked you if when I picture myself here talking to you in my mind and that we're having a conversation, you said that was an effective way to interact with you. So to me, that seems like that's me of more going to a different location where we can meet, as opposed to you
figuratively speaking, yes.
But that's different than you reading somebody's mind.
Yes. For you are translating in thought, but in actuality it is a connecting in energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that does work.
Yes.
Because I was on a hike, and I got information about Cosmo, about George's dog. I was asking why he was always nervous and didn't seem to settle when George didn't have that outward appearance, but I got the message that that's how he feels inside.
Correct.
So that was us having communication. So
yes.
I can do that. Because when I read that, I was like, well, I think I'm doing it.
Yes. You are correct.
Okay. And how would you have any recommendation for PD starting to want a new puppy? And a couple of opportunities have come to him, which I encourage him to check out as a way of offering himself information about what he does want and doesn't want.
I would express that that is a supportive suggestion.
Well, you wondered about Smokey. We were trying to meet in our dreams, and I didn't necessarily have a dream with Petey, but I did get flashes of Smokey with a healthy coat running. Is that basically how he is now? He's happy and youthful again, or where do dogs go when they die?
In a manner of speaking, mm-hmm. into you.
Really? So that's basically the feeling that Petey has of Smokey, that he's youthful and wants to run, so he pictures him as youthful and running again. So
that energy is a part of you. Is projected from you. Therefore, when it disengages, it returns to you.
But the next puppy he gets wouldn't necessarily be a projection of that same energy, would it?
It may or it may not be.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a reconfiguration
mm-hmm.
of that energy, or it may be a different energy.
Hmm.
It is dependent upon the individual and what their intention is.
Mm-hmm.
But you can recreate a configuration of that same energy
mm-hmm.
in that once it is configured, it generates its own choices.
Right.
Therefore, it may incorporate some factors that may seem different, but yes, you can reconfigure that type of energy and manifest it again in a creature.
So the energy he associates with Bo, his other dog, would be a different type of energy.
Yes.
And he would know. How can we more easily connect in our dream state? You know, I keep encouraging him to relax because, you know, I get a sense that he's trying to push to accomplish meeting me in his dreams, but I know that we do a lot of stuff together. And I guess he wonders why he fights remembering it so much.
It may not necessarily be that he fights remembering.
Mm-hmm.
But that his objective awareness is very accustomed to particular sleep patterns,
mm-hmm.
and therefore is not as participating.
Is it also part of it fear, because he keeps saying, I forgot to set the alarm, or I forgot to do this, but to me it sounds like it's just an excuse that, you know, maybe he doesn't want to step into that all the way.
There is a factor in that also. This is an individual that naturally moves in increments. Mm-hmm. And requires being entirely comfortable in one step mm-hmm. before he can allow himself to move into another step.
Would that be his, what would his animal be? Would it be something like a sloth that's very slow?
No. His focus creature would be a crab.
In his essence creature?
His essence creature would be a chipmunk.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So zebra is my essence creature or my focus creature?
Essence.
So what would my focus creature be?
Do you interpret an impression?
Something like a Brahma bull.
Close.
Yeah.
A fighting bull.
Mm. Yeah, it was very close. I've definitely lived up to that. Well, our time is up for today, and I'm glad I came. I'm getting more comfortable with knowing that even when things aren't going well, to come and allow the information to let me feel better than before. I would get angry because I still didn't understand and I would fight it. So I think I kind of relaxed into that more.
I would agree. And I would express my congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And I will remind you again to be acknowledging of your accomplishments. It is significant.
Okay.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting, my dear friend.
Me too.
And I shall continue to offer my energy and presence to you in supportiveness and encouragement.
Thank you.
In great lovingness to you. Au revoir.
Thank you.